This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Zanwe, I don't quite understand the research that you're doing because it seems to me that you are suggesting that virtual hugs could become a reality. You could make that happen. How would that work?
We call it tactile internet. So for a person to touch something or someone remotely, using the tactile internet, a user would wear something like a highly sensitive glove or stylus, which can render the sense of touch and transfer that sensation to the user.
Wow.
This is one end. And at the other end, a robotic device would mimic the movement of the human operator and collect the touch feedback using some tactile sensors.
Well, okay, this is a little bit mind-blowing, Zanwe. So I'm trying to keep up with what you're saying. You're saying that the work that you're involved with, it could be possible, for example, if I was wearing a sensitive glove and then I was trying to hug my parents over the internet, that could be possible if they had certain receivers at the other end.
Yeah, at the other end, you would got like a robotic agenda to mimic your movement of your hand.
Ah.
Yeah, the movement can be collected by the glove you wear.
Yes.
And you can not only just control the robotic agenda, but also the robotic agenda can collect the sense of touch. And then the glove wear will feel what the robotic agenda feels.
You can feel it across the internet.
Yeah.
You can touch out across. This is mind-blowing, Zanwe. So my parents would need some kind of robot hand at the other side. I would need the glove. We could reach out through the internet. If I had a robot on my side and they had the glove, we could both share hugs. How far away is this sort of technology?
Maybe 5 or 10 years to go to make this technology widely commercialized. But currently, it's doable in the lab. My research is not mainly about the robotic part. It's more about the communication, how to transmit that sense of touch over the internet. This is not easy because the current internet, you know, it mainly supports the transmission of visual and audio media.
Yes.
And for the tactile internet to work, we need to reduce the latency, the delay, the lag of the internet,
yes,
and increase the reliability. So there is no perceptible lag.
Yes.
So to use a human biology as an example, for example, if our finger touches something, there is no perceptible lag in that touch transmitting to our brain, which means for us, it feels instantaneous. So for tactile internet to work, we need to reduce the delay and increase reliability.
And I understand that there's a personal story behind some of your research. You have a young son, you're living in Sydney, but your parents are in China and they haven't been able to meet your young son yet, have they?
My son was born October last year.
Yes.
And my parents are living in a small town near Beijing.
Mm.
And due to the COVID-19, the worldwide travel bans and the closed borders have meant that my parents have not yet been able to meet their only grandchild in person, which was very difficult for all of us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Although we have tried to communicate over video calls, and we update my parents regularly. What they want more than anything is to cuddle or hug their only grandchild, pinch his chubby arms, and allow him to sleep. So, yeah, it's really difficult for us. That is one of the main motivation for me to devote into tactile internet. So I hope one day the technology can help families separated geographically to hug over the internet.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.